Water security in our region is one of the most important parts, especially now in 2023, the year of sustainability.
How does the weather taste like?
There is only one way to find out. The last innovation in the water industry, something revolutionary that we saw, was the aqueducts. They were built by the Romans 2,000 years ago.
What's the biggest challenge, let's say?
Because we have so much humidity and the air is so hot, it's actually perfect to be a water resource. Drain drops are created and gravity brings them down. We are doing the same within this machine using a special patented technology. We found a way to tap into it.
It's like a message.
Yes.
The gift of water from air.
Few smaller factories, although it's less efficient commercially.
Is it already break it even, cheaper or a little bit more expensive? What's the situation?
We put the final sticker here. That is a UEA brand. That's a product of UEA.
Okay.
It's crazy viral. And when people see it, instantly they take their phone and starting to take pictures and uploading it to the social media.
It's like a water.
That's exactly what we are trying to showcase here in the UAE.
My dear friends, colleagues, entrepreneurs, and technology enthusiasts, we strike again, going for another episode. So today we are in Abu Dhabi, approaching Kizzard area, and we're going to interview Michael from Mahava company. These guys making a business out of thin air and also making a big impact for the environment. When my producer informed me that we're going to interview a company that basically produces water from the air, it sounds like a magic for me. But apparently there is a technology, there is the system, and there is a brand behind that we're gonna visit today and talk with them. How do they doing that? What kind of technology? And what is the future for this company? So let's go and check it out. All right, Michael.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you for having us. I want to start this conversation with one question. How does the weather taste like?
There is only one way to find out. Just taste it, and you answer this question.
All right. It's like a water.
That's exactly what we are trying to showcase here in the UAE. So first, welcome. Welcome to Mahava. We are a company established here within the United Arab Emirates, and we are creating water from air. You wanted to try the weather. What is the weather? The weather is the air. And You know, people don't know it, but sometimes when you see, what's the temperature today? And people think that temperature is something. No, temperature is the temperature of the air. So we decided that because we have so much humidity and the air is so hot, it's actually perfect to be a water resource.
It sounds like a magic, you know? There's a weather, there's the air, and suddenly you guys making a water out of it. What are you guys building here?
You know what? Let me show you. Walk with me. So as I said, we are now in Kizzard, Abu Dhabi, and here is the first facility in which we manufacture, produce, and create water from air. We're going to do a short walk around and we'll show you a few of our products. And maybe after this interview, you will know better than me how the weather tastes like.
Yes.
So there is no magic. You asked the question. There is no magic inside of it. It's very, very humid. And today the atmosphere is basically the biggest reservoir of water in the world. And we found a way to tap into it. This is the invention, because condensation or creating water out of air exists for thousands of years. And people know that. People were using it in the desert, in the jungles, but nobody could really create it efficiently to work and to provide water literally everywhere.
Okay, so the technology is like known back in the days as well? There is like some information that somebody used that?
Not really. The process, yes, which called condensation, it's a process of nature, and we face it basically every day in the sky. Do you know how we call it? Rain.
Rain. Okay.
Okay, in the sky, when hot air meets colder air, a chemical reaction, and the humidity is getting separated from the air, the molecules start to come together, become heavy, drain drops are created, and gravity brings them down. We are doing the same within this machine using a special patented technology. Basically, we take the air, we are calculating the dew point temperature, then we are bringing the air to the dew point temperature in the most efficient way in the world. And when I say efficient, it means that energy efficient, because only this technology can create up to 5 liters of pure drinking water for 1 kilowatt of energy. Mm-hmm. So we basically take the air from this side of the machine, we filter it, because you can never know if there is some contaminants or dust and dirt. So we filter it.
Yeah.
Then it goes to this chamber. Here, there are our patented technology, which called the Genius. Evaporation and condensation occurs. And then we collect the water and mineralize it, because the water that is coming purely from the air does not contain basically anything.
Okay.
And we need to add minerals and essential minerals for us. Basically, with the press of a button, you can drink the air.
So let's say this water now collected from this area, even indoors.
Yes. We have the technology. And we have the products or the application, you can call it as you want. So our technology basically can create water anywhere in the world. It can be on land, indoors, in the sea, while moving vehicles, everything. And here I will show you now in the next few minutes a few applications that we are doing with this water. So this is the indoor unit, which you can connect basically in your home or office. And it can create up to 30 liters of water per day without touching it, without doing anything. All you need is a power connection. That's it.
Yeah.
And then it's basically give you an independent, safe source of the best drinking water.
Like you said, you guys adding minerals, so you can control that, or there's like standard what kind of dosage is going to?
So, of course, the process is controlled and monitored. It's well known that the most essential minerals that we have to consume as humans are magnesium and calcium. And we are adding quantities to the water in order basically to make it healthy and tasty.
Interesting. Can I highlight one thing? So last week, me and my team, we had a project in Mars office. They launched new Mars office. And we saw that. We literally seen it. Obviously, we knew that we're gonna, week in advance, but we're gonna have a shoot with you. And that's actually in office. I seen it, yeah.
Those machines are already installed in more than 100 countries around the globe.
Like these ones?
These ones and the other ones that I will show you soon, because I spoke about the technology, but I did not speak about the applications.
Yeah.
We have machines starting from 30 liters, up to 6,000 liters. Walk with me, I will give you an example. This machine can create up to 1,000 liters of water per day. It's used in camps, outdoor areas, universities, hospitals, and 1,000 liters per day is basically enough for 2,000 people to drink and to survive. Mm-hmm. From here, we can go here, and this machine can produce up to 6,000 liters per day. And the most interesting part is that you can stack them together. So if you need 100,000 liters, you just add more and more machines. There is no limitation to it. It's like a Lego parts that you can create, and you can be water independent. Water security in our region is one of the most important parts, especially now in 2023, the year of sustainability. And people understand that in our region, if we will not secure our water for future use, there will be a huge problem here. That's why we are investing so much time and efforts and resources into R&D to making those machines more accessible and more efficient.
Yeah.
Today we are living in the smart era. You know, we are talking about cryptocurrencies, we have smartphones, we have wireless internet, wireless charging, wireless everything. Everything is smart. But what about water?
Yeah, simple thing, yeah.
Nobody thought about it, you know. I know that if you will ask my daughter, she would say she will never survive 24 hours without her phone. But if we speak seriously, she will not survive without water.
Exactly.
And basically, the last innovation in the water industry, something revolutionary that we saw, was the aqueducts. They were built by the Romans 2,000 years ago. And what did we do? The smart era, the 21st century. Okay, we took it from upper ground to the lower ground. That's it. So it's time to make the water wireless. And basically, that's what we are doing here. Mm-hmm. With this technology, you are no longer connected. You take your machine anywhere with you. You have your power from green energy, of course, and that's it. The water becomes wireless.
Yeah, with you.
With this technology, yeah. Not with me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, whoever wants to carry. So, okay, I do believe this is our stationary solutions because of the size and weight.
Actually, this machine weighs only 2.7 tons, which is not so much at all. And it's easily can be moved from a place to place if needed, or it can be a permanent solution. But now imagine, you know, in case of any disaster around the world, never mind if it's a flood, earthquake, hurricane, you name it, the first problem is drinking water. Imagine that on a spot, you just turn on this machine and you have your water solution.
Yeah.
That's it. If we are talking about those machines, right, like you mentioned, in offices, imagine that before that, people were, what water was consumed in offices? Either bottled water or the 5 gallon dispensers.
Yeah.
Now imagine what a huge carbon footprint all these products have in them. Because you need to transport them, you need to utilize them, you need to create them. With this device, you are saving tons of carbon footprint per year.
Do you have any, let's say, numbers? What are the, I don't know, price per liter or something, comparing with the methods that we do with the gallons and comparing this solution? Is it already break it even, cheaper or a little bit more expensive? What's the situation?
If you compare this solution to any bottled water, it's around 10 times cheaper.
Okay.
You know why? Because of the logistics. Because we don't have any logistics. All we need is to connect it, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we are talking about bottled water, the main cost is in production, packaging, and logistics.
Transport,
and we don't have all that.
Any maintenance? Anything what else we need to think about it?
There are very, very simple maintenance that need to be done. The air filters need to be cleaned and replaced.
Which is, like you said, in the
which
back,
which are here, yes. Basically, like in your home AC, which you need to clean your filters once in a while.
Okay,
and of course, the mineralization filters need to be changed every 6 months.
All right. But in the end, still it's cheaper than buying in a box.
Yes, with all of this and the cost of the machine, it's cheaper. So basically, working with the same principle, the air comes from here. Here you have a massive air filter, because those machines are walking in the desert.
It's sucking in.
Yes, and it sucks in the air. And now imagine when it's sandstorm. So we have to basically purify and remove all the dust and dirt. Then it goes to this chamber. Here in this side are the patent, the Watergen patented Genius technology. And then this is the water treatment part. So basically the water collected here within this reservoir, mm-hmm. then it goes through a filtration and mineralization process with sediment, active carbon, nanoceram filters, and then UV lamp, just to ensure that there is no bacteria inside. And the most interesting part is that this machine can store about 200 liters of water per day inside. It will keep it fresh, which means that water is a living organism. If you will leave it untreated, exposed to air, bacteria will start growing. This is nature.
I mean, if it's still like in the container,
anywhere, even if it's exposed to air or even been exposed to air once, bacteria starts to grow. And if this machine is on the field and you did not consume all the water that it produced, we don't want it to go bad. So what we are doing is we are constantly circulating the water through the filtration and mineralization filters to keep it fresh. And this machine can be untouched for a year. And then you will come, you taste the water will be perfect.
So that one that is in storage.
Exactly. Yeah. The main idea was to make it simple.
Yeah.
Because we didn't want to create high tech from it. Yes, of course it has AI components and patented technologies and everything, but the product itself is very, very simple, because when you are in the field, you cannot be without water. So it has to be the fixing or the maintenance or the troubleshooting of the product need to be very, very simple, and that's how we kept it.
So you, like a consumer, can do whatever is required.
Yes, you don't have to be a technician in order to operate this machine.
Got it.
I want to go and show you more. This machine here is actually the first machine in the world, single phase, creating 220 liters of water per day. So just imagine, you unplug your Nespresso machine at home, plug this one, and you have 220 liters of water per day. And if we're talking about mobility and wireless, like I told you, this is an amazing solution, which basically looks like a trolley that you can carry on. Maybe in the future, you can take it on board the plane. You can connect it to your car 12 volts power socket, and it will create you water on the go. Today, everybody wants to go off-grid, to take your caravan and, you know, go to the desert or go to the woods and be with yourself.
I mean, it's related to the region. Yeah, you know, the season coming, everybody gonna travel and camp.
Exactly. And the real problem today of going really off-grid is water. Because you already have your solar panels in which you can generate energy, but you still need water.
Right.
So with this device, which can create 25 liters of water per day, you can take it to any camp or connect it to any caravan or truck and just create your water.
20 liters?
25.
Oh, 25.
25 liters.
So where is the tap? So what? Connecting somewhere here?
The connection is here.
Yeah.
Basically, the water is going into this bottle, fills it in, and you can drink it, you can dispense it, and that's it. Yeah. Let's come to our last but not least product. Unfortunately, people still use to consume bottled water. And as much as we would like to replace that with machines, their market education will take time. So we decided to step and to take an action and basically to create the first ever atmospheric water bottled. What are the benefits of this bottle? You know what, first let's try it and then I will tell you the benefits.
That's a good point. Again, tastes like water. Happy to drink.
Better. So basically what we are doing here with this product, this amazing bottle is made from recycled glass. Because we are not source dependent, we can bottle those bottles practically anywhere in the world. Okay. And if we are talking about our country here, the United Arab Emirates, we will have plants in every location. Means that the transportation and the carbon footprint will be minimal. Okay. And that's our main goal. And very, very soon you're going to see this brand and this water all over the UAE. And like we see here in this region, inshallah, all over the GCC.
Right now, can we see them in the shelves?
Not yet. They are not commercially launched yet, but they will be very soon.
Okay. So where are we, let's say, who's drinking right now?
Today we have hotels, restaurants, palaces that are already consuming this water. And very, very soon we're going to extend this cooperation, and this water will be available in the supermarkets, online, and basically everywhere.
You can find it. All right, nice.
Let me show you, introduce you to my manufacturing manager, and he will explain how the process of basically, if we spoke about a process of water from air to water, now he will explain to you how it goes from the air to the bottle.
Somehow it should appear in the bottle, yeah. All right, yeah.
Actually, here we are at Mera. We are making the bottling drinking water from air. So we receive the raw water feeding our raw tank. That is 2,000 gallons capacity. Then it goes to the several treatment processes, mm-hmm. starting by the reverse osmosis plant, whereby we produce almost 1 cubic meter per hour. Then it goes to the dosing system for minerals. We dose exact minerals to maintain a recipe.
What kind of minerals are we talking about?
We are using two minerals, calcium carbonate and magnesium oxide.
Okay. Yeah.
So we maintain here our recipe. And then we start the production process once the water is ready. So we start loading the empty bottles to the machine. This is a rinser machine whereby we dose water under pressure to clean bottles from inside. Mm-hmm. Then after rinsing, bottle moves to the filler machine, whereby here we use a gravity technology to fill the empty bottles.
Yeah.
And after that, it goes to the capping directly, whereby every and each bottle will be capped immediately.
Okay.
Then this machine will press the cap and rotate it to keep intact and sealed. So after capping, the finished product goes through manual inspection, whereby the bottles, all filled bottles, will be inspected thoroughly through versus any quality defect.
So what he's checking, what he's looking for?
Here he's checking the net content, the cap application, the bottle appearance,
yeah.
And in case of any foreign particles in the bottles.
Okay, I see some of them, this yeah. is the rejected one.
Yes, immediately he observed it, for example here, some defect under light, as like this, in the bottle, all right, as you can see.
So like the glass imperfection?
Yes.
And you're like rejecting this already?
This is we're rejecting, we are not making any work here.
Yeah.
That
right.
is goes to the internal consumption.
Right.
As you can see, the bottles here will be a little bit wet. So it has to go through an air dryer to make 100% bottle dry from any drop of water.
So like applying heat or
applying
pressure?
Air, oh, air
pressure, yeah,
only
okay.
air, or blowing airs. Then after that, the bottle is absolutely dry and ready to apply the label sticker. So this machine runs in 2,000 bottles per hour speed. The application of the label will be like, as you can see, now our label, Mahawa, uh-huh. Mahawa product.
Yeah, like transparent label.
Yes, and we have the essential minerals declaration, as will also the production date. Production date will be mentioned here after printing. So the finished product will be in that way.
All right.
that is now a filled bottle with label, with date of production printed on the cap.
Yeah.
The reason we are putting the date of pudding here is maybe after some time it, when the glass
can,
it can,
know,
be,
it can be scratched or removed. Yeah.
Yes.
I think this one is still not labeled.
Yes. Yeah.
Put the bag on the line.
And we go through, we put the final sticker here. That is a UEA brand. That's a product of UEA.
Okay. Yeah. That's nice. Product of UEA, so everybody knows that.
Yes.
It's made it here.
Yes. So after that, it goes to the manual packing. Mm-hmm. Actually, the cartons will be prepared prior to starting the production batch. And we organize the work in such a way that the helper takes the empty cartons, put the bottles, and put the sleeve to educate our customers about our water.
It's like a message.
Yes.
The gift of water from air. All right.
Okay. Looks I can nice. Read in Arabic as well.
Yeah. Okay. That looks good, yeah. So everybody get the message as
yes.
well.
Yes.
Thanks for the tour.
Thank you. Thank
pleasure,
you.
Yeah. Well.
Thank you.
Mahava. Mahava.
Mahawa.
Mahawa.
Hawa.
Hawa.
Oh.
Good. What does it mean?
Ma comes from the word mai, which is water. And hawa is air. So basically it's water, air.
In terms of brand positioning, what's the future plan?
I will start, you know, to reach a plan, you have to be based on values. And the values of the main values of our company is basically to bring clean, fresh drinking water to everyone on the planet coming here from the UAE. So the main, if we look at the horizon, our main idea is that this will be affordable and accessible to everyone. Of course, like any new brand coming to the market, especially which is not a normal brand, with a very, very interesting story behind, the way can be a bit different. And of course, as a new technology and a new product at the beginning, it will be more expensive and more premium. But I think that in a few years, it will be available to everyone and accessible. That's the most important thing.
More accessible, more price friendly. It's not either, that is not now. And if we look from perspective of, you said like it's a water business and technology business, how did it split right now? Which side is the bigger, which side planning to be?
So it's not really a two pillars. It's actually three pillars or even more. And basically we can talk about first is the technology development, technology and product development. And this is pure high tech. Then we can talk about consumer market in which we have the bottles, we have the small machines like I showed you, we have the machines that you can take on the go, and this will go directly to consumers. Mm-hmm. And we have a commercial market for the big machines, which is targeting municipalities, governments, large corporates, and so on. So it's basically a different line of businesses combined in one company.
Okay, and at this point, how does it split, let's say, from the revenue side?
It's at this point, the main revenues, of course, comes from the machines. Because the water brand was not officially launched yet and just was introduced recently. But I think that in the future, of course, because of the water bottles are more accessible, they will be the majority. But for us, it's very, very important that when people will try this water, they will understand the quality of it and all the deep meaning behind it. And then they will purchase the machine because they would understand that they will get, first of all, a better product. They will ensure their personal water security. And of course, they will impact the environment positively. Again, COP28, everybody's talking about it. But I want to tell you something. I was in COP27 last year in Sharm el Sheikh. And, you know, a lot of people came together discussing global warming, and all the water was served in single-use plastic.
And at COP27.
Yes, in COP27. And I actually spoke about it. It was outrageous. You know, you are doing the biggest climate change yearly conference and you are consuming single-use plastic. And I believe that this year, our machines will be installed. We will supply our water during COP28. And people will see that you can consume water sustainably. And then we can take it to the next level, which is basically what you need to grow food. You need water. So we are now doing a lot of trials in which we generate water from air, energy from the sun, and growing food on top of that. So you can be totally 100% self-sufficient. You can create your own water, produce your own energy, and grow your own food.
Mm-hmm. For so can basically be self-sustainable.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I have to challenge you, for example, on this topic. Plastic bottle, glass bottle. You know, some part of people saying, okay, well, plastic is not an issue until you recycle. So this is, you know, maybe education issue. But for example, me personally, I've never heard a lot about the glass recycling, or how does it work? How do you guys trying to approach this?
So regarding recycling, and what's the biggest problem about plastic? Let's touch base to it. So first of all, the problem with plastic is that it's not biodegradable. So it means that you have to either just reuse it. There is no problem with plastic. There is a problem with single-use plastic. And it also depends on the price. Usually, if you will take a plastic bottle and you will look at the bottom, you can see how many times it can be used. Usually, it's one. Mm. Now, if you will recycle all the plastic that you will consume, everything will be fine. But the statistic shows that today, around 91% of all the single-use plastic consumed around the world is not recycled. So the recycle industry is not working. Mm-hmm. When you are talking about the glass, there is one huge plus about it. It can be reused. So before even talking about recycling the glass, which is basically a very easy process, let's talk about reusing it. So our plan is to create and collect all the empty bottles, and if they are not damaged, of course try to reuse them. And only then, if the bottle is damaged and glass can be damaged, then we will recycle them. And this would have a huge impact on the environment. So that's the main difference.
Okay, so basically you can collect as a container, do the screening if it's okay.
Exactly.
You know, wash clean and back to.
Yes, yes.
And if not, usually crushing?
Yeah, it's been, there are factories who are specialized in this. Mm-hmm. It's being crushed and then you just can reuse it because, you know, it becomes like a sand when you heat it and you reuse it. By the way, those bottles are made from recycled glass, which means it's already the second time somebody using this material.
As well, when we've been visiting the bottling facility, your colleagues mentioned there is a plans to build or is in process already for bigger facilities. So basically it's a scale the process. Can you tell me more about it?
Yes. When we launched this product, we did not even expect the amount of success and the reaction, the positive reaction of people to such a product. And we just saw that the demand is keep on growing and growing. And in order to supply it, we just need bigger facilities.
That's okay. So what kind of scale? Maybe you can invite us again once it's ready.
The scale will be millions of bottles per day. And again, it will be multiple facilities because it's important to shorten the way that water doing from the facility to the customer. Mm-hmm. So I prefer to have few smaller factories, although it's less efficient commercially, but it's more sustainable. So I would prefer to have more factories, like in each emirate, one in Sharjah, one in Dubai, one in Ajman, one in Abu Dhabi, instead of moving water using trucks. Because all those trucks, except of the pollution, it's also traffic.
Yeah. It's interesting because we did interviews with vertical farming. It's also the same. They want to place their small facilities near to consumers to cut the traveling, the logistics. Now we're talking about the water.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
The power. Okay. Or maybe you can mention, let's say, locally here in UAE, what kind of, let's say, flagship solutions you guys were working on.
Here in the UAE, we are working very closely with Abu Dhabi Municipality, Al Ain Municipality, ADNEC. We have our machine in the ADNEC Conference Center catering all the events and supplying all the water. Khalifa University, Abu Dhabi Ports, and many others.
Okay. I mean, it's quite fast and quick, during the 6 months to build whatever you guys have here. Was any challenges? Do you still facing now something? What's the biggest challenge, let's say?
I don't know if it's a challenge or, it's like a lock and a curse together. Because basically, the biggest challenge is market education. Mm. Because when you will stop any person on the street and you will ask him, from where the water that you consume are coming from? So he will answer, river, lake.
Desalination.
Here in the Middle East, people will say desalination. There will be some jokers who will say from the bottle. But believe me, nobody will say from the air. And every time when I introduce myself, and I say, okay, my name is Michael. I'm CEO of a company called Mahawa, and we create water from the air. You know what's the reaction? First reaction? What?
Yeah, that's true.
The second reaction is, you are kidding me. The third reaction, okay, let me try. And then it's wow. So on one hand, it's crazy viral. And when people see it, instantly they take their phone and starting to take pictures and uploading it to the social media and everything. But this gap of from what to wow,
yeah,
that's the biggest challenge. And unfortunately, I cannot speak to each and every person in this country like I'm doing with you.
Yeah, I can, personally, and be honest, when our producer mentioned that we're going to interview this kind of company, like I said, I used the word magic. I don't know. There is no magic. It's a hard work and technology. But amongst my circle, friends or family members, nobody talking about that. I think we're not drinking that water. So for me, it's like, what? Really? That's nice.
Listen, every new technology or new source or a revolution started from something like this. If we've been talking about the internet in the 80s, who knew this word?
Yeah.
And today, you cannot imagine a world without an internet. So I believe it's the same thing. But they say that knowledge is power. And internet is a very, very big source of knowledge to the people. But water is life. So, maybe you will have power, but you will not have the life.
Yeah.
So in order to have the life, you need a new source of water.
Okay.
Because if you will look at it, mathematically, all of this discussion between you and me, we are talking about sustainability. We are talking about sometimes water scarcity. But if you look at like raw statistics, and let's take a country like India. India today is about 14% of the world population. But if you look at the water resources that India has, it's only 7% from the globe water resources. Means that even if everything was perfect and all the infrastructure was perfect, this country is already in 50% deficit of water. Mm-hmm. By the way, we can talk about Middle East and Africa. By the way, same thing. We are in about 70% of water deficit here in this region. We have to find a solution because, as you can understand, the density of population and the water resources around the globe are not correlated. So there are huge countries which has a lot of water resources with limited and not a lot of citizens, and there are countries with no water resources and a huge population. Uh-huh. And you have to balance that, and a solution has to come, and we truly believe that this is the solution.
And if we would speak the percentage wise right now, how much water we use from desalination, and let's say how much of water, let's say, we're going to use in the next upcoming years from your solution?
Desalination has a very, very bad environmental effect. There is no other choice today. I believe that with the development of the technology, the percentage of using atmospheric water generation will grow, and within, I don't know, 10 to 15 years, it may be even be 100%. It's all a matter of more and more development and investments in R&D.
Okay, so that's the forecast. We're looking forward to see that. Future plans, developments, what's next for this technology from Mahava?
Future plans is basically we are investing a lot now in research. The future plans is to make those machines smaller, cheaper, and more energetically effective. If you would ask my dream, which can come true, it's something that can happen, is a box that once you expose it to the sunlight, it will produce your water. You don't need to connect it to anything, and anyone can afford it. That's the future plans, and we will work towards that. On our way, we will develop more products customized for this region. We will upgrade our technology. We will introduce it to more and more people, of course, in the country, in the region, and around the globe. But the main goal is to have self-sustainable product which will combine the three most important elements: water, food, and energy.
You're covering water.
The dream is to combine everything together, because there are companies today who are very advanced in developed, highly advanced energy solutions, and like you mentioned, vertical farming and other new age agriculture solutions that should be combined together when everything will be ready.
Hmm. So you guys will become big part of self-sustainability.
Exactly.
To say self-sustain. All right. Sounds good. So, Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for let me try, you know, how does it taste, the weather. It tastes good. I'm looking forward to see that in the shelves, and then maybe one day to have even at my home. Like you said, the wireless solution, when I can click at the button and drink my water.
You will have it soon. By the way, you can order it right now.
We'll try. Thank you. Well, if it's not mind-blowing enough that we extract water from the air, I don't know what else then. It's so nice to see that brands like Mahawa allow us to come here, expose themselves, CEO is so approachable, and telling the past, future plans and challenges. So it's great. It's great to see for us as well that we can have this conversation, we can educate audience, and I hope you enjoyed. And next time when you're gonna pick up a bottle of water, you know what's the story behind and how it comes to the shelf. Thank you guys, and like always, don't forget to support us, and I'm looking forward to see you in the next episode.